Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Chof Tes. Don't forget to click on the daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the top of Daf Chof Tes, Tosfos, Dibur Masel Vayed Alo Abaye, Aman Dematzli Havinenu. This we saw in the middle of the Omid, where the Gemara featured the opinions of Rav and Shmuel regarding the text of the Havinenu, and Abaye was recorded as having ridiculed he who says Havinenu, and the reason for that is that you're, according to the text given by Shmuel, you're missing out on all of those middle brachas with the exception of Shomea Tfila. So that Layat Allah Abaye Amad Matzli Avinenu, according to the Girsa text of Shmuel. Tosfos says, V'hochi Kaimolon, and thusly we hold, in other words, not to say Havinenu. The Yesh Svarim de Masik Hani Mili B'Masa. There are Svarim that have as a conclusion in this Gemara, in other words, after the Gemara reports Abaye's ridiculing Manda Matzli Havinenu, their text in these Yesh Svarim text is, it would qualify it. That's when you're in a city. Avol Baderech Shori, but if you're on the road, then it would be Mutter to say Havinenu, Kedemashma B'Mechilten. Gabi Rabbi Yossi, as is Mashma in this Masichta, back on Daf Gimel, where Rabbi Yossi was on the road and he had encountered Eliyahu HaNavi, at which point Eliyahu HaNavi told him that you should have said Havinenu. Of course, that Hesber is as a result of looking at Rashi and Tosfos back on Daf Gimel, but it seems from that explanation that Rabbi Yossi, who was on the road, should have davened Havinenu, so as to justify this distinction that Tosfos quotes that's found in these other Sforim. The next Tosfos, V'nichlila v'Havinenu. The Gemara here was dealing with the special days that we don't say Havinenu because of the special additions that are made into the Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara had asked, well, why can't you include in the Havinenu text these special additions? For example, the Gemara had said, why not include the Atochonatanu in the opening of Havinenu, where you could have said Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. The Tosfos, V'nichlilo B'Havinenu, V'hodemri Perakama Denida. The Gemara in the first parak of Nida says, "Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Shmoyne Esrei Chutz Mimotzoi Yom Kippurim Mipnei Torach Tzibur Mipnei Hatainis." That all year you are to say the entire Shmoyne Esrei, a full Shmoyne Esrei, except for the night after Yom Kippur, because people had been fasting and it's difficult. So the Tosfos goes on to say, V'yesh omrim, shemispalim shmoyne esrei shlemos, mipnei shetzorach lomar, havdola b'choyne nadoas. And there are those that say that you have to say the entire shmoyne esrei, including Motzoi Yom Kippur, because of the need to add the havdola, the atochon antanu, as part of the shmoyne esrei. V'tema, well, you can ask on what it says there in Nida, Amai lo porich, why doesn't the Gemara there ask V'nichla b'havinenu? In other words, instead of just leaving it as there are those that say that on Motzoi Yom Kippur you have to say a full Shmoneh Esrei because of Havdalah, why not say like our Gemara is saying over here, or suggesting over here, why not have it included in Havinenu? Have your shortened version of Shmoneh Esrei, Motzoi Yom Kippur, as the first day is said because of the Torah Tzibor Mipnei Atainis, and as far as your concern about what are you going to do with the Atochon Antanu, that's, you can have it as part of the Havinenu. V'yesh lomar delo domi. So Tosfos says, in our Gemara, we asked that question of why not include it in Havineinu, but in Nida, that is not going to be raised as a suggestion. The Hasam kol hashana kula mispalo shmona esrei, because there, that was working with the approach that all year you're saying a full shmona esrei. The ein lanu lahakshois, and it's not for us to ask or to raise as a possibility, v'nichlala michlal, included within the havineinu, kedei lishanos haminug shel kol hashana, so as to represent a change from their minug all year. There, they were all the time saying a full Shmon Esrei, just one time of the year, to change that minig, so that they weren't going to do, even though there was a Torah Tzibor concern, but they're not going to compromise on what they do all year in order to one time in the year say Havineinu with an included Havdolah. But in our Gemara, where we are working with that approach that says you say Havineinu anyway throughout the year, Poruch Shapir, the question is raised. Why change our minig of saying Havineinu because of Atochonatanu? And because of that, you're going to necessitate the recitation of the entire Shmon Esrei. When v'nichlo b'havineinu, you could have included the Havdolah as part of the Havineinu, which we do all year. So that, just to review the point that Tosfos is making, in Maseches Nida, where there is a Yesh Oimrim that says that even Motzei Yom Kippur, we are going to say an entire Shmon Esrei, and not make an exception because of Torah Tzibur, and say Havineinu, and the reason for not saying Havineinu is because what are we going to do with the Havdolah? So, and there, it wasn't even suggested like the Gemara here suggests, why not say Havineinu and we'll solve your Havdolah problem by having it included in the Havineinu. And yet over here, in our Gemara, the Gemara does raise including Havdolah as part of the Neinu as a suggestion. So the Tosfos explained that there's a fundamental difference. There, they were throughout the year saying full Shmona Esreis, and just for a one-time Havineinu recitation, they're not going to change their minig, and therefore, the Havdolah was presented as a real problem. However, over here in our Gemara, where Havineinu is anyway said throughout the year, trying to use the Havdolah as a reason to deviate from that minig and require a full Shmon Esrei, that was felt not right to do, but rather to maintain the minig of saying Havineinu and include the Havdolah as part of the text. The next Tosfos is going on the case of someone who mistakenly did not say She'ela, the request for rain, in Birkas Hashanim. So he doesn't have to go back, but Nei Shiyochel Oimro B'Shemei HaTfila. Kid Omar, as it says later, Shoyol Odom Srocha B'Shemei HaTfila. A person can put in his requests in Shemei HaTfila. In other words, there's a standard text of the Shmona Esrei, and if you have personal requests, so you can add them in Shomei Tefila. V'davka tzrochov kegoin sheish lochilu besoch beisoy oshetzorch sodei umayim du me'ein tefila v'chein sheila. Things that are of a request nature, like lo aleinu, someone has an ailing individual in his household, or his fields need water, which is a parnosa consideration, which is a type of tefila. And v'chein sheila, the sheila of the same Talmud Motor, is also a request. Give us rain. Avol, hazkora, v'havdolah, hazkora, for example, mazkirin v'rus kishomen, which we call mashiv ruach, or havdolah. Ushar shvochim, other passages that are of a praise nature as opposed to a request nature, usur, it's usur to add them into the Shomea Tefillah. In other words, Shomea Tefillah is not going to be a clearinghouse for other types of missed passages. She'eino me'ein Shomea Tefillah. They don't reflect the essence of Shomea Tefillah. When you say Shomea Tefillah, you're saying that you're blessing the Almighty who hearkens unto our tefillos. The term tefillah has a connotation that is different than that of shevach. Shevach is praise. Tefillah is concerned with requests. V'nira shekol ha'omer baruch ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah achar shesim divrei tachanunim miyushav megune. If a person, let us say, said some type of prayer while sitting, and then at the end of his tachanunim, his beseechings, he then adds as a sign off the blessing, Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah, that's something that's meguna, something that's reprehensible, something that's negative. Kiraminon, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that Mikan v'eilech osu l'sabi b'shvocha shemokim. That's an expression that we are entitled to say formal passages that were established by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah as praise of Hashem. Klomar, but what is meant mikan v'yelech beyond this? It's osir. It's forbidden to sing the praises of the Almighty. Klomar, lehoisif brochos al elu. To add brochos to that which we already have. In other words, we have a Shmona Esrei with a text in it. And it's possible to insert things into the existing text. However, to take another passage that a person says on his own while seated, which is not obviously not part of Shmon Esrei, and then to attach to that a brocha of Shomea Tefillah is unwarranted. And Tosus is basing it on this idea that there are limitations, that mikan ve'ech also sabi shvach shomokoyim. Tosfos goes even further and says, not only adding a brocha to some type of personal passage that one may recite as being meguna, but even davening an extra Shmona Esrei is something that's negative. It creates the appearance that you're adding to brochas, even though you're using a pre-existing text. But it's not in the context of an obligatory prayer. But what about that which we said earlier? That it should only be that a person should daven all day. So that what would be wrong with adding another Shmon Esrei? That would that not be a fulfillment of Ulevai Shispal Odom Kol Hayom? So Tosfos answers, Hainu Davke B'Sofik Ispalel. That idea of Ulevai Shisval Odom Kol Yom is only in a case where a person is in doubt whether he davened or not. Maybe he didn't daven at all. So we say, well, maybe he didn't daven at all. It should only be that all day you should spend davening. But it's only in that context that we say this idea. Avol Bevadai Yispalel. But someone who definitely had davened, Uk Minon Liel Shepoisek, he stops. Afilu Beemsa Rocha Kishmuel Beperek Mishameso. And it was in the third parak we learned that if a person was davening Shmon Esrei and he remembers that he already had davened, so he stops even in the middle of a brocha based on Shmuel's ruling. And that might have seemed contrary to the idea of Levai Shisbal Odom Kol Yom. So Tosfos explains that there's a difference between someone who is Besuffic whether he davened, or someone who knows he davened already. And if you know you davened already, so that ties into what we said earlier, that once you finish a Shmona Esrei, you're not entitled to add another Shmona Esrei. Uma Sheshliach Tzibur, you'll notice we have these diamonds are questions that one could have conceivably raised against that which Tosfos had said. So Tosfos had said that even adding another Shmon Esrei, it would be usur. So we're explaining, yes, that's usur if you know you davened already. And now another point that might have been raised as an objection is the fact that the Shliach Tzibur, the one who leads the services, he, after davening his own Shmon Esrei, he in fact is davening again. How can we justify that? Umash Shliach Tzibur Shoyne Bohen. Shoyne means to repeat. You know, and that which the Shliach Tzibur repeats after he davened his personal quiet Shemone Esrei. Hainu lahoitzi rav dechavasa. He's doing that in order to exempt those that did not say Shemone Esrei. So he's being moitzi the rabbim. He's being moitzi. He's exempting others their obligation. So it's not a function of a mere repeating of the Shemone Esrei for repeating's sake, but it's repeating in order for people to be exempted for their first Shemone Esrei obligation. Uma shemispalo belachash. Well, then let's flip things around. The Shliach Tzibor, he davens an audible Shemone Esrei, the public Shemone Esrei, to be motzi achirim. What about the fact that the Shliach Tzibor davens an initial silent Shemone Esrei along with everyone else? Isn't that a problem? Because he's going to be doing a public Shemone Esrei recital. We have an allowance for Shliach Tzibor to daven the quiet, personal Shemone Esrei. That gives him an opportunity to polish up on the fluency of the words. That's Kidei Lahazdir Tfilos, to set up his tefillah, that when he does it publicly, it should come out fluently. So once again, it's not a function of a repeated Shemone Esrei just for the sake of repeating a Shemone Esrei, but there's another purpose in it, and that is what justifies it. Here at the Tosfos at the top of Omid Beis, Hod de Idkar Bosor Shomea Tfila. This is coming off the Gemara that needed to resolve the need or lack thereof of going back to after having forgotten to say the Saint Halumotor. Does he go back, or does he wait till he gets to Shomea Tfila and inserts it over there? So Tosfos is quoting the Gemara, which says, Ha di idkar boser Shomea Tfila. If he remembered that he didn't say the Saint Halumotor after he passed, after he finished saying already Shomea Tfila, went by Shomea Tfila, and only later remembered that he didn't say V'sein Talo Motor, so that explains the source that said Machzirin, that he has to go back. So the Tosfos says, Oz Vaday Machzirin Oisoi. If Shomea Tfila went by, and only now did he remember that he didn't say V'sein Talo Motor, he didn't put in that request, he certainly has to go back. Mihu imlo oka raglov eino tzorich lachzor l'rosh. If he hasn't taken his three steps back at the conclusion of the Shemone Esrei, so he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Below the birkas hashanim, he doesn't have to even go back to the borech oleinu bracha. Ela choizer l'shamea tfila. He can go back to Shemea tfila and insert the same talumotor. At that point, he would go say Shema Kolenu, and in that bracha, insert the sheila, the Saint Halumotar. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi perek ein oimdin dekomar, and likewise, it appears in the fifth perek of brachas of the Yerushalmi that said Im lo shoal b'Birchas Hashanah machzirin oso. If he didn't make his sheila request Birchas Hashanah, he goes back leheichon choizer, and where to what point does he return? Reb Shimon b'Shem Reb Yochanan Omar. So it's said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Barosh Chodesh im Oka Raglov Chozer LaRosh. If he forgot to say Yale V'Yavoi, and he took his steps back, so he goes back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. V'im Lav Chozer LaVoido. And if not, if he hasn't taken his three steps back, he goes back to Ritzei. Hachinami. So too, in the case of someone who didn't shoyel shomim because Hashanim, him Oka Raglov Chozer LaRosh. If he took his steps back, he goes back to the beginning. V'im Lav Chozer LaShomea Tfila. He goes back to Shemea Tfila. He doesn't have to go back any further than that. He doesn't have to go back even to Borech Aleinu, and certainly not to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. Alma Mashma Behedya, so it's clear from the Yerushalmi, the Einu Chozer Elo Shemea Tfila Ki Lo Karaglov. If he hasn't taken his steps back, the Yerushalmi says, it's sufficient that he goes back to Shemea Tfila.
Mihu Hayushami Poligagamora Didon Begvuros Geshamim. However, regarding the topic of Mashiv HaRuach, there is a machlukus between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi. The Hocha Kotoni Lohis Gevurus Geshamach Zirinosoi. In our Gemara, it said in the Bavli that if one didn't mention Mashiv HaRuach, he goes back. Veloko Omar Loim Roy Beshomeat Vila. And there's no hint in our Gemara that if you skipped the Mashiv HaRuach, that you have an option of saying it in Shema'at Tfila. Ubar Yishalmi Komar Im Loi Sho'al Bebirkas Hashanim. If he didn't do She'elas, let's not confuse things here. One has to Hauptkop. Here it's referring back to She'ela, Bebirkas Hashanim Oimer B'Shema'at Tfila. This is, we've dashed under on Givus Kesham here because this is the topic we're dealing with right now. If he didn't mention, if he didn't say Mashiv HaRuach B'tchilas HaMeisim in the second Broch of Shmoneh Esrei, Mazkir B'Shomea Tfila, he does say it in Shomea Tfila. Whereas the Bavli we mentioned just before will tell you that the makes no indication of a Shomea Tfila recitation of Mashiv HaRuach, whereas the Yerushalmi says you can do that. And the Yerushalmi has a Kal V'chomer to get to its point. Uma im she'ela shimi doichak oimra b'shomea tfila haskora shimi revach lo kol shekein. If shomea tfila, which is said out of doichak, you can say that in shomea tfila, haskora, which is basically shevach of Hashem, that He is the one that brings rain. Certainly, you should be able to say that in Shema'at Fila. Alma de behedya isa hasam de choizer begvurus geshamim leshema'at Fila. So the Yerushalmi is beferish that regarding gvurus geshamim, which is mashiv haruach, you are able to say that in Shema'at Fila. So at this point, Tosfos is pitting the Bavli against the Yerushalmi on that nekuda, on a Shomea Tfila recitation of Mashiv HaRuach. Stage one, though, of the Tosfos, or is to say the Efsher Lios, Shagmor Shalom Lo Choshash Lefarsho. Tosfos has this possibility that maybe our Gemara is in agreement with Yerushalmi, and it simply didn't mention it at all, Mishum HaKal V'Chomer, Kedisa B'Yerushalmi, because of the Kal V'Chomer that we had just mentioned in the Yerushalmi. The little arrow that you may see to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text can be aligned with the arrow above where the Kal V'Chomer was mentioned. And that which the Tanaic source says, that if one did not mention Mashiv HaRuach, he goes back, and sounds like not Shomea Tfila. That's talking about a case of someone who didn't mention it at all in Shomea Tfila. Nevertheless, stage two. This is a rejection of the Efsher Lios that we mentioned above, the Ha Lesa. This suggestion that our Bavli would agree with Yerushalmi on the issue of a Shomea Tfila recitation in Gevuras in a Mashiv HaRuach, which a Gevuras Geshamim mentioned in Shomea Tfila, cannot be accepted. Dhabi Maskona Muki Hai Memra, the Maskona, we establish this Memra of Machzirin Osoi Benizgar Kodem Shomea Tfila Mishum Pircha de She'ela. The Kal V'Chomer that was mentioned before can be undone, and therefore the conclusion that Gevuras Geshamim could be mentioned in Shomea Tfila is an unfounded conclusion. So Tosfos basically leaves the issue of using Shema Tfila as a means of salvation regarding someone who did not say Mashiv HaRuach, that just cannot be done as far as the Bavli. Ubar Yerushalmi, this from the Tosfos HaRosh, it's clear that this is a new point. So we've marked it off accordingly as such with the slash mark, and we also are using this house marking around the expression Yerushalmi because we want to
be able to refer or compare this to something that will be mentioned later. Rishami Komar, Hoyoimeh Betal, this expression, Hoyoimeh Betal, means summertime. Summertime is an occasion during the Shemona Esrei, a person might say, Morid HaTol. Some nuschos have that as a fixed part of the Shemona Esrei, where during the winter we say Mashiv HaRuch Merim Gashem. So in the summertime there are those that make a reference to the Almighty as Morid HaTol, the one who brings the dew. So the expression Hoyomid Batal is a reference to the summertime, summer as opposed to winter. So Hoyomid Batal V'hizkir Shel Geshem Machzir Noso. And in the summer he mentions the rain. He's maskir, he says mashif ruach. So pirush b'moisa kayetz, like we said, that oimid betal means he is in the summertime. And the Yerushalmi says that if in the summertime one says mashif ruach umorid hageshem, he has to go back uporach. And the question is raised, v'hotanya betal uberuchos loy chayvu chachomim lahaskir. Now, that's a question, but what's the explanation of that question? V'hochi porech. The understanding of that is as follows. Ki hechidim lo hizkir klal mital eino ikuv. Just like someone who makes no reference to morin at all, it's not binding, it doesn't matter. V'im hoya roitze lahazkir maskir. And if he wants to say tal, he can do that. Hachinami im omad betal v'hizkir shel geshem. So too, I would have thought. In posing the question, we're suggesting if he is standing, betal means he's in the summer, and he mentions geshem. Ein lochush, there would be no problem. Mentioning Geshem in the summer should be no problem. De lo gora mi lo hizkir tal klal. It's no worse than making no mention of dew. Umeshani. But so let's just go over the question again. On the one hand, the Yerushalmi says that if he's in the summertime and mentions Geshem, it's reason for going back. But the question was raised that it would seem that mentioning Geshem when you don't have to is no problem. Umeshani, and we answer, Dolo Domi Hahu Demeko Umatsli Lahu Dematsli Velomeko. And this expression will be explained very shortly in the Tosfos itself. But let's just go over it again, anticipating the Tosfos' explanation. The answer is, you can't compare someone who mentions Geshem, Demekal. Demekal, Tosfos will tell us in a minute, is a Lashon Klola. So you can't compare someone who curses by mentioning rain out of season to someone who davens without a curse. Pirush Mekalel, Klomar. This means to say, Eino doime kesho'imeid betal v'hizkir shel Geshem shu simin klola. Someone who is during the summertime who mentions rain, which is a curse in Eretz Yisrael, for example, rain during the summer would be injurious to crop development. So that cannot be compared. In other words, the mentioning of the rain out of season is a klola, and that cannot be compared l'mi she'eno maskir klal lo tal v'lo geshem. For someone who in the summertime makes no reference to neither Tal nor Geshem. She'eno Mekalil. He's not cursing. V'chein halacha l'maisa. Shim oimeid b'shel Tal, if he's in the summertime. V'hizkir shel Geshem machzir noso. He's making mention of rain out of season. He has to go back because what he's done is in effect cursed. Ve'im lo hizkir mishnehem klal ein machzirin oso. And if he is in the summertime and made no reference to either one, we don't make him go back because he, practically speaking, he has not cursed. V'hodar komar b'Yerushalmi. And it also says in Yerushalmi, here we can take advantage of our little markings. Before we had the Yerushalmi featuring someone in the summertime. Here we have someone standing in the wintertime. Koi b'geshem. The Yerushalmi features a case of someone who is in the wintertime. V'hizkir b'shel tal. And he makes mention of the dew. But he doesn't make mention of the rain. Ein machzirin osoi. He doesn't have to go back. Uporach. And at this section of the Tosfos, we're going to employ a volcano marking, which will be flipping back and forth so we can keep track of the give and take. So we have the opening of this section is someone in the Yerushalmi, someone is standing, is in the Koi B'geshem, means it's wintertime. And he makes reference to the dew. He doesn't have to go back. Uporach mehocha. And the question is raised from here. V'hotanya oy shelo hizki gvurus gishomim machzirin oso. Someone who does not make reference to the rain must go back. So a moment ago we saw someone who mentioned tal but did not mention rain. Ein machzirin. Notice the dashed underline, and here we dashed on machzirin. Here is someone who didn't make mention of rain. He does have to go back. Umeshani, and the answer is given. Ha di idkar, ha de lo idkar. Pirush. This means to say, we're going to use our little lettering to make things match up with things mentioned before. Ha, that which the we have a little aleph here, that which we saw above, that said, let's go over this again. Ha de lo idkar, lo tal velo motor. This is a reference to the little source, the point mentioned before, the aleph point before Ein Machzirin, is where he made, he didn't mention rain, lo tal velo motor. Let's correct ourselves. The brisa that was, we should call this bays, let's be more accurate in our markings, the brisa that said that he does go again, that he has to say it again, that is because he made mention of nothing. It's wintertime and he made mention of nothing. V'chein l'kach machzirin oso. And ha, the aleph quote above, that the ha, the idkar, which means the hiskir shel tal umotar. He mentioned both. So he's in the winter, and he mentioned both, so he ain machzirin. So let's go over this resolution again. The Yerushalmi points out someone's in the wintertime, and he did not, he mentioned tal, but didn't mention geshem. Let's put it this way. He mentioned tal. Ein machzirin. There is another source where it says he didn't mention geshem. Machzirin. He has to go back. The resolution offered in the Yerushalmi is it depends whether he was mazkir or not. And this meant to say that the source that said machzirin is because he didn't mention Gevuras Geshomim, and he didn't mention Tal either. The quote that said Ein Machzirin is because he made mention of Tal and Motar. However, Tosfos doesn't like this. V'loi Nehira. So we're going to be reinstating a question. V'loi Nehira. The Pshita Im Hizkir Shneim Dein Machzirin Oso. The resolution that was given above that we just gave is too obvious, because if you're talking about someone who mentioned tal and motor, it's in the winter time. It's obvious that he doesn't have to go back. The im lo hizkir klal, and if he made no reference whatsoever, as we explained, the lo idkar lo tal velo motor. That was the explanation given for why machzirin oso. That too is too obvious. Pshito de machzirin oso.
In other words, we have this, the all versus nothing pshatim are too obvious. Elo vadai yesh lefarish. Here is a new response. Someone who is in the winter time, ha di idkar tal, the source above that said ein machzirin, or the quote above that said ein machzirin. That's the aleph that we saw quoted above. Ha di idkar tal. He made mention of tal. All that it said is that he didn't make mention of geshem, but he did make mention of tal. Ha the lo idkar klal, the source that says machzirin. So he made he didn't say anything. Lo tal v'lo motar. Lefikoch machzirin oso. Therefore, he has to go back. Avol im hiskir tal af b'moisek shamim. If he made reference to tal, to the dew, even in the winter, ein machzirin oso. There's no need to go back. Lekach yesh b'nei adam she'omrim kol shah tal. Therefore, there are people who all year round mention tal, mitoch shem regilim, because they got used to it. Im kain b'mois hakshomim im shochach mori hageshem ein machzirin oso. Therefore, if in the winter time these people who say tal year round, as it says mitoch shem regilim, therefore, if in the wintertime he doesn't say Geshem, he does not have to go back. The next Tosfos. Tov lo hiskir shorosh chodesh b'avoida chozer l'avoida. If someone did not mention Yale v'yavoi in Ritzei, so he goes back to Ritzei. U'balochas gedoilus pirish davka b'yochid. The need to go back is only if he's davening privately. Avol b'tzibur eino chozer. But if you have someone that missed Yalev Yavo in the Ritzei, he doesn't have to go back because he's going to hear the repeat of the Shmoneh Esrei, what we call the Chazoras Hashatz. We have this bracketed phrase, we'll just skip for a moment. Afalpi Shuboki. He's going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, even though the person in question here who forgot to say the Yalev Yavo is someone who knows how to daven by himself. He's boki. This idea being that the assumption is that Shliach Tzibur's role is to exempt people who are not boki. So we're pointing out here that this person who, even though he is boki, he will hear it from the Shliach Tzibur and he'll be yoytze with that. Let's go over this line again, reading with the brackets. Avol b'tzibur eino chozer, b'nei sheshoymim l'shliach tzibur, mihu tzorach l'dakdek mipi hachazon kol ois v'ois shel tefila. He who now is going to need to rely on the shliach tzibur has to pay attention to every letter coming out of the mouth of the chazon, of the shliach tzibur. Afal pi shehu boki, even though the person who's listening to the shliach tzibur himself knows how to daven, it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, "Keshem shemotzi es she'eno boki, kach motzi haboki." Just like the Shliach Tzibur is motzi someone who is not expert, he could be motzi someone who is. The Avogav d'Amrinan Hosam, even though it is said over there, "Lo poter Amgamliel el ha'om shebesodois mishum danisi utridi," Rav Gamliel would exempt only those people that are onus, they can't come into the shul, so they're called am shebesodos, the people out in the fields. Avol be'ir lo, but someone who's in town who could come to shul, so Rabbi Gamliel is not motzi them. Yesh lomar, the explanation of this, that he was in town and it's not yoytze haynu shul is spalo klal. This is a reference to someone who did not daven at all. He didn't daven at all and he doesn't bother coming to shul, so Rav Gamliel is not motzi him. Avol hechosh is spalo kvar, but someone like in our case, he missed the Yalev Yavo, but he did say Shmoneh Esrei. Lo chashivino leki lo is spalo klal. We're not viewing him like we just said by the people in the city that haven't davened at all, but rather he is viewed as having davened, just missing an essential element. And therefore the Shliach Tzibur, even according to Rav Gamliel, would be able to be motzi this person.
Vuadin l'chol dover shemachzirin oso, and this rule applies to anything that generates the need to say Shmon Esri again. Ihoder shomalei mishof tzibur merosh yatzof nafik, if he were to listen to the shliach tzibur's repeat Shmon Esri from beginning to end, he will fulfill his obligations and doesn't need to repeat because of his having missed something, because of his having missed in his private Shmon Esri a particular passage. For Rav, Rabbeinu Meir posak dafka shochach laskish rosh chodesh, avol shochach brocha shlema machzirin oisay veino yotze b'shmi osam yishliach tzibur. He makes a distinction between someone who forgot an added passage within a bracha. For example, Yalev Yavo is added into the Ritzei bracha, as opposed to someone that missed an entire bracha. If someone missed an entire bracha, so then he would not, according to the Rabbeinu Meir, he would not be able to fulfill his obligation by listening to the Shliach Tzibur's repeat of the Shmoneh Esrei. Iko di Amri, Omar Rav Nachman. There were two Lashonos in the Gemara we saw in the upper part of the page regarding when a person would need to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the second version of Rav Nachman mentioned that when is it that we can rely on his not having taken his steps back being considered still in the Shmoneh Esrei? That's someone who is Rogul Omar Tachnun, and someone who would add, let us say, the Elokai Nitzor Lashoni paragraph. But if he's not Rogul, in saying a closing paragraph after the Shmoneh Esrei, so then he must go back to the beginning, even without having stepped back. The ending of the Shmoneh Esrei for him is like Akiras Roglayim. So Tosfos says, Kol Shein Yochol is Iko Di Amri, Omer Rav Nachman v'chulei, Rav Alphas Posak Iko Di Amri. The Rif takes the opinion of the Iko Di Amri, the second version, the Berogil Omer Tachnunim v'lo Oka Raglov, Enochozel Rosh. He has to have two positive factors. One is that he is accustomed to adding a closing paragraph like Elokai Nitzor, and two, he hasn't taken his steps back. Then, and only then, can he go back to Ritzei, for example, by the one who forgot Yalev Yavoi. V'im Eino Rogil. However, if someone he finishes with Amavorech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, and he doesn't add Elokai Nitzor, Gam Ki Lo Oka Raglov Choizer L'Roish, even without the steps back, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. V'im Okar Gam Ki Rogil, if he physically took the steps back, even though he is accustomed to saying a closing paragraph, Kamo Elokai Nitzor L'Shoni, that would be an example of the closing paragraph, the Tachanunim, Choizer L'Rosh. By having taken the steps back, that also is a mark of finality, thereby obligating the person to go back, even though he would ordinarily say Elokai Nitzor. Kol She'eno Yochol Lomar Tachanunim. This Tosis we had seen as part of our Gemara Shir, where the Gemara was dealing with someone who makes his Tvila like Keva. So we say someone who is Kol She'eno Yochol Lomar Tachanunim, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Dim Yochol Lomar Loshon Tachanunim, if he can freeze his davening, his prayers, with a beseeching type expression, Afilu Olav Kemasa, even if it's burdensome to him, Havei Tfilu Ma'alya, it's nevertheless considered a positive, proper tfila. The lobo inon elo loshon tachanunim v'vav. The main consideration is the way he phrases, the way he formulates his Shmoneh Esrei, and not the attitude. So that this approach, which we saw in the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, emphasizes the loshon, the text,
as opposed to the attitude. We continue to the top of Daf Lamed, which was part of the Daf Chof Tes, Daf Yomi Shir, where the issue of Tfilas HaDerech was dealt with, and the Gemara had asked several lines from the top, the sixth line from the top, Vehechi Matzli Law. And regarding that, it was, where do you say it? Rav Chisda said, Vehechi means how do you say it? And Rav Chisda said, you say it while standing, stationary, and Rav Shesha said, even while walking. So Tosfos says, Vehechi Matzli Law, Atfilas HaDerech Koi. This is going on Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Shesha said, Afilu Mahalech, that you could say it even while walking. V'kaimalon k'Rav Sheshes, and Tosfos rules like Rav Sheshes. Mihu b'Tosfos posak k'Rav Yosef k'Rav Chisda v'chein Rav Alphus pirush Rav Chisda adifa leitfei, that the approach of Rav Chisda say the tefillas that are stationary is even better. The Gemara had raised the question of my ikah bein havinenu l'tefila ketzara. Both are short passages. So what halachic differences are there? So when we learn the Gemara, the Gemara is spelled out, Havinenu necessitates the recitation of the first and last three brachas of the Shema Yisrael in a complete form. And when you get home, you don't have to say it again. You don't have to daven Shema Yisrael again. And Tefillah Ketzara doesn't have these elements to it, that you don't have the first three and last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei complete. And when you get home, you do have to say Shemoneh Esrei, because Tefillah Ketzara doesn't take the place of Shemoneh Esrei, whereas Havinenu does. So Tosfos says, Tema, Lema, whereas Tosfos Dibra Masel, Ma'iko Ben Havinenu, Tefillah Ketzara, the Tema. One could question, Lema, Di'iko Binayu, you could have said the simple difference between them is that Tefillah Ketzara Eino Mispalo, B'mokom Sakona, Havinenu Mispalo, Afilu Shel B'mokom Sakona. Very simple difference, and this Gemara didn't mention that Tefillah Ketzara is something that is said only in a place of danger, and Havinenu is said all the time, any place. So why didn't the Gemara make this point out this difference? V'yesh lomar dehochi koboi. The Gemara is asking as follows. In other words, the Gemara's question of what is the difference is working on the assumption that we know the difference that we just suggested in the Tosfos. And you understand the question thusly. My binayu kol echod v'mekoymoi. What is the difference between Tefillah Ketzara and Havinenu, each one in their respective places? Tefillah Ketzara b'mokom sakona, v'Havinenu shelo b'mokom sakona. That being the basis of the question, then we say what the Gemara said, that Tefillah Ketzara, which you say in a mokom sakona, so there are no first three and last three brachas, and when you get home, you say it again. You say Shemoneh Esrei again. Havinenu, which you say not in a mokom, so you say it in all other places, so it does have the first three and last three brachas complete, plus when you get home, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei again. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.